are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
The market is always having technical difficulties, but MoneyLife can help. Every Friday, we're talking technical analysis.
We've come for help and we're not leaving without it.
Are you confused by the technical jargon and terms?
This is what makes you confused! Don't you get it? This is confusing you right now, isn't it?
Our guests will talk about the techniques they use each day to analyze the market and tell you what they see now in some of the market's numbers and charts.
Please stand by. Technical difficulties are temporary.
They'll tell you about the trends they see and how you might react to them to plow through the market's technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm pretty confused, all right.
So stay tuned and get ready to cut through the confusion with Chuck Jaffe talking technical analysis on Money Life.
Oh, yes, we are talking technical analysis on Money Life, and today we're doing it with someone who's making her maiden voyage here on the show. Her name is Petra Hess. She is the editor at Petra's Picks, and she is a swing trader. So her technical analysis, well, what do we tell you each week practically? Everyone's technical analysis is a little bit different. It goes to the view and the trading outlook and the length of time and all of those other sorts of things. But we don't do that much with swing trading here on the show, and I'm really interested to see where we're going to go today. Now, that said, if you want to get more information, PetraPicks.com is the website, and she's part of the crew at RagingBull.com. Petra Hess, welcome to Money Life.
Hello, Chuck. I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm glad to have you, because to me, when people are thinking about the market and what's going on, they're looking for areas of value and areas that interest them. And you look for value, but your value proposition is a shorter time frame. So where are you finding value today when most of my guests are coming on and saying, yeah, relatively, the market's way overpriced?
I still see a lot of value, and certainly on Thursday with the pullback and the pullback that we had on Wednesday, I'm looking forward to where that takes some of the stocks that have been running back to maybe the 50-period moving average or some of them that are very strong, the 20-period moving average. And that's where I go in and look for a zone of value at a support level to be able to get into that trade and maybe ride it for a quick 5, 10, or 15% gain.
Explain that zone of value concept. That's really, you're looking to get something that's dropped down to support where you have a reason to believe that, hey, just ordinary volatility will take it back much closer to resistance, the high end.
Exactly. One of the zones, one of my favorite value zones in this leg of the bull market has been gaps. So right now, it's going to be a great time. We've had a lot of earnings gap ups. We've had some gap downs, but I'm mostly a long trader, so I'm looking for those gap ups. What I look for is the stock to pull back on lower value to maybe the top of the gap. I want to see it hold there, watch for a candlestick buy signal, and catch that trend. And that trade has been working very, very well for me over this past 6 months.
You mentioned the downtrend that we saw on Thursday, and of course, the move that we had down on Wednesday. This has been a market where there hasn't been a lot of volatility. There hasn't been a lot of those 1% days. Even though the market's had some strong trend moves, it hasn't been with a lot of volatility in there. Is volatility something that you now see coming back, or is this just 2 days and who the heck knows?
It's 2 days and who the heck knows. If you take, one of the things I do is I always make sure I go back and I get off of the noise chart. So for me on the indexes, the noisy chart is the daily, and I'll take it to a weekly. And if you take a weekly look at the SPY, since this bull market started, and see how many times on a weekly we've come back to the 50 or even dip below the 50 a couple of times to the 200 and then just continued on. Well, where we are today is such a mild pullback in terms of what we've seen since 2009. I'm hopeful we're going to get a lot of volatility back. I'm not convinced. I need to see the weekly chart at least dip below the 20-period moving average on the weekly for me to think we're going to get a lot more volatility. Right now, it's just a little pullback.
And with that little pullback, is there a certain sector or any spot that you think this is where I'm going to find it right now? This is going to be the next bargain?
When I'm looking for what was strong, say on Wednesday, all I really saw was a little bit of money flowing into utilities. And I looked through the charts and I didn't see anything that wasn't making just a series of dojis. I think the semis have been so strong. We had a strong pullback on Wednesday in the semis. I think there are still going to be some really good bargains coming up in the semi section. Thursday it recovered a little bit, and I think there's going to be some great bargains there and some stocks that'll easily still make 5, 10, and 15% moves for us.
Is there a name or two that stand out to you in that spot?
Well, one that stood out on Thursday for sure is AAOI. Had just a great run up on Thursday, did very well, and had a very mild pullback considering the rest of the market. I think one of the names that's been under fire in that sector has been AMD, and I'm watching carefully. It did come up a few days ago and closed its gap and came up to the 50, but that's one I think there's future potential in AMD. And the other one is MU, dipping below the 50 a little bit, coming up to and continually breaking to new highs. I think there's some value left in that one as well.
So it was AAOI was the problem stock. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, and MU, Micron, the ones that you liked. Very quickly, the heightened volatility the last couple of days has some people being nervous. When people get nervous, they start to think about gold. Do you start to think about gold?
I'm in Canada. I'm a big gold trader. Gold is over its 200, but on Wednesday, when I was looking at charts here in of the bigger miners, I noticed a lot of them stopped and pulled back from their 20 and 50 period moving averages. I need to see the GDX, if you want to follow the GDX, I need to see the GDX get up and over its 200 before I would get very excited about gold stocks right now.
Well, Petra, this has been great. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me on Money Life. I look forward to doing this with you again soon.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
Petra Hess, everybody. She is the editor of Petra's Picks. Now, the website, you have to drop the apostrophe S. It's just PetraPicks.com. And again, if you want to learn more about the entire family, then you go to RagingBull.com to learn about the sister newsletters to Petra Picks. Well, that was a great way to start the May 19th edition of Money Life. But a great way to start? Well, we are just getting started. Up next, Crit Thomas, global market strategist from Touchstone Investments, will be here for the big interview. That's coming up when we return right after this message. This is Money Life.